is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It is 6 after on this Tuesday. Glad to have you on board. So much to talk about. And really, what bothers me the most today is not that there are recounts. Recounts are fine, and I think that recounts are necessary, and I think that recounts create an opportunity for us to have complete faith in the election process. But when recounts are done solely for the amusement of those asking for them, which is the way it feels with Jill Stein, the failed Green Party candidate, asking for recounts now in Wisconsin and Pennsylvania, and by tomorrow, most likely Michigan, it's an abuse of the opportunity, as near as I can figure. And furthermore, because Michigan will foot a huge bill from this, it's really upsetting. Because if you thought the misguided attempt to overturn the election started by Stein was just a farce, you need to think again. Hillary Clinton's team, as you well know, has now joined the baseless effort, and it's going to cost Michigan taxpayers a pile of money, most likely, if the charade is allowed to continue. In fact, it could cost us millions of dollars. Here's how I know that. The estimate in Wisconsin for the recount effort is $3.5 million. That's because Wisconsin sends out its county officials and says, what's it going to cost? And then they all send their estimates back, and they come up with a number. That's $3.5 million. And because the election victory was more than half a percentage point, those asking for the recounts have to pay the bill. So the county clerks make their estimates, send them back, and Wisconsin came up with $3.5 million. Now, that money has to be paid today for it to continue. And if there are overruns beyond that $3.5 million, Jill Stein and Hillary Clinton and their group will have to foot that bill as well. But in Michigan, we're not as fortunate, you see. In fact, the taxpayers could end up footing the bill for millions of dollars. Michigan Elections Director Chris Thomas says the charge for a recount here is a mere $125 per precinct, which that comes out to about $790,000. Well, what happens after that? Well, pretty simple. The counties are forced to pick up any cost above that amount. The counties that are already strapped with budget restraints, no way to foot the bill without making cuts elsewhere. This will be a devastating financial hit to Michigan, dished out by the Democrats, who simply refused to lose with class and accept that they were beaten. And not all Democrats, by the way. Many Democrats are as outraged by this as I am and as you are. You see, Michigan had a lot more voters than the Badger State. Wisconsin voters cast about 2.8 million ballots. Michigan had about 4.5 million. That means it is easy to assume that Michigan taxpayers could put up big money. For the sake of argument, let's say Michigan's bill came in 62% larger than Wisconsin because that many more ballots were cast on Election Day. The total bill would be around $5.6 million if that were the case. Take away Jill Stein's down payment of $790,000, and Michigan taxpayers would be on the hook for about $4.9 million. The bill would be higher if mistakes occurred, or court action took place, or overruns occurred. $4.9 million for an election that no one actually believes was hacked, or is inaccurate, or is wrong in any way. Not top Democrats, not the Obama administration, not Hillary Clinton herself. This is a travesty on every level. There is absolutely no justification to inflict this kind of stress on our local officials or financial damage on Michigan and Michigan taxpayers simply because we chose a Republican for president for the first time since 1988. I would hope that someone with good sense, maybe Hillary Clinton herself, would step in and say it's time to end this circus. Donald Trump won. It is that simple. And the sooner that the Democrats and the leftists in the media and elsewhere accept that fact, the sooner the rest of us can get on with trying to heal a very divided nation. This is divisive, it is expensive, and it is obscene. Your thoughts, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966, Glenn in Dansville. Good morning.
Morning, Steve. Yeah, I think Jill Stein figured out how to put the green in Green Party. Look next year for her to be buying a lake house near Bernie Sanders with the money she's getting. And Hillary Clinton's not going to call for this to stop. You know she's behind it. They're doing anything and everything they can to delegitimize this election. And it really is inflicting a wound on the country.
Well, here's what we were told earlier by somebody who joined us in the conversation was that as long as Michigan certified its vote yesterday, which means the 16 electors right now are pledged to Donald Trump, and unless that is changed prior to December the 19th when the Electoral College goes to vote, that's the way they will vote. I'm not sure of that. I've got to do even more research to find out if there's a recount underway, if those electoral voters, 46 in all between Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, if those 46 electoral votes are basically held hostage. I don't know the answer. So we're going to have to find out. I appreciate it, Glenn. Thank you very much. I mean, I really do need to figure this out because, first of all, $5 million. Being, forced out at the county level. So small counties might lose $10,000, $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 from their budgets to support a recall that, again, nobody actually believes is necessary. Nobody believes will show anything has changed. Nobody believes that the election is in error or that it was hacked. Nobody actually believes that. There's an 85,000 vote undercount in Michigan. So what? What does that mean? It means that 85,000 people that cast their ballots on election day didn't choose somebody for president. And you might think, well, on the surface, that sounds unusual, but not really. In 2012, just shy of 50,000 people did not choose a candidate for president. 50,000. So in a year when you had Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump on the ballot, seems pretty logical to me that 85,000 people says, I don't want either one of those people. That doesn't indicate that there's anything wrong or that our system was conducted. That doesn't indicate anything, in fact. At any rate, I'll let you think about that for a bit. The hotline number, 888-900-9966. Still to come, Scott Brown, Senator Scott Brown, former senator from the state of Massachusetts. The question is he being considered to run the Veterans Administration? Some say he is. We'll talk to him about that. How much will you need to send your kids or grandkids to college? $50,000? $100,000? What's it going to take? Well, with Michigan's 529 college savings programs, you have the power to decide, and you can put as much money aside as you want for tuition, for books, heck, for pizza if you're so inclined. There's three different plans to choose from to fit your needs. And like I said, your kids, your grandkids, or maybe it's just somebody you want to help out to help them go to college because you like them. You can do that. Go to SaveWithMI529.com. That's SaveWithMI529.com to find out more. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.